The veteran explorers of Kronos Quartet will be in Texas this weekend. It's the world premiere of a new song cycle called At War With Ourselves. The performance combines a prize-winning poet, a Hollywood composer, a choir, and 400 years of history. Tim Grieving reports, and just a warning, this story includes a brief mention of racial violence.
It started with an acceptance speech. Nikki Finney, a poet and professor from South Carolina, won the National Book Award in 2011 for her poetry collection, Head Off and Split.
We begin with history. The slave codes of South Carolina, 1739. A fine of $100 and 6 months in prison will be imposed for anyone found teaching a slave to read or write.
Finney traced a line from that proclamation to the proud black literary giants in the room. Afterward, the evening's host, John Lithgow, took the stage.
That was the best acceptance speech for anything that I've ever heard in my life.
David Harrington, founder of Kronos Quartet, saw the speech later on television.
It was clear that I had to be in touch with Nikki after hearing that because I didn't know anyone alive could give a speech like that.
Since 1973, Kronos has been fiddling on the edge of what concert music can be, performing everything from newfangled minimalism to Jimi Hendrix. Harrington contacted Finney about a collaboration, and after a few false starts, it's finally happening. In At War With Ourselves, Nikki Finney condenses 4 centuries of Black American history into 14 couplets.
You are given 10 square feet of space to live, and 3 vertical inches of air to breathe. This visual, this real thing, becomes a metaphor for what happens over those next 400 years. There's never enough space. That first moment is really a moment of animal husbandry, not of humanity. Ankle iron is ordained for your frontal and temporal lobes. Because the Black body is always seen, thought of, and pictured in this moment of brutality, which it's right, but what I wanted to go to was what it takes not to be annihilated.
Finney and Kronos found a simpatico composer in Michael Abels, best known for scoring the Jordan Peele films Us and Get Out.
Brother,
Abels is a musical poet of the horrors and beauty of the Black experience in America. So, together with Texas Performing Arts, Kronos commissioned him to write an 80-minute score for quartet, choir, and Finney reading her own words. Abels retyped those rich, visual, meaning-packed words and added a lot of extra spaces.
There's a line that says, "Your neck is believed to be leather and will be stretched and tested before the eyes of their children." Really, the most chilling part about it is not the lynching. The most chilling part is inviting the town to come watch, is the before the eyes of their children part. So there's suddenly this break, the music stops.
Before the eyes of their children.
And then there's this very, what I hope is very beautiful chorale on the words before the eyes of their children, which is just the chorus by itself. And it's musically very harmonic, and it's a contrast to what the words represent.
Abels used some of each musical style that Black Americans either invented or contributed to, namely ragtime, bluegrass, jazz, and rock and roll. And by stretching the 500 words into an evening-length oratorio, he was able to summon a special power: repetition.
The final line is, "The ravishing, wondrous, private inner bank of you never was on the auction block." And so I had the choir sing, "Your soul never was, never, never, never was on the auction block."
After hearing a preview in South Carolina, that was what echoed in Nikki Finney's ears.
And
I'm walking around my house the next day and I'm just going, "Never, never, 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 never." And it's because repetition is holy. It got in my ear deeply, and it was like, that is the heart of this.
At War With Ourselves premieres at Texas Performing Arts in Austin this weekend. and Kronos Quartet, Michael Abels, and Nikki Finney hope to take it all over the country. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.